Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Coming up later on in the program, we'll be reviewing the new film The Town, directed by Ben Affleck and also starring Affleck, Jeremy Renner, Blake Lively, and John Hamm. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're going to be featuring music from films that are set in Boston, including the aforementioned The Town. And we're going to begin with a selection from Danny Elfman, written for a pretty good legal drama starring John Travolta and Robert Duvall. The film's entitled Civil Action. Take a listen to some of Elfman's score.
Thank you.
And that's music written for the film A Civil Action by composer Danny Elfman. I mentioned that later in the program we're going to be reviewing Ben Affleck's new film, The Town. Next up is actually another selection from composer Danny Elfman, written for a film that really kind of launched the career of Ben Affleck as both a writer and as an actor, and his good buddy Matt Damon. The movie is Good Will Hunting. Take a listen. And that's some very nice music, Oscar-nominated music, in fact, written for the film Good Will Hunting by composer Danny Elfman. Okay, let's change the tone a little bit, go to something a bit darker and more menacing. This is music from John Williams, written for a film directed by Steven Spielberg, Spielberg's remake of War of the Worlds, which just so happened to be set in Boston. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back. That's music written for War of the Worlds by John Williams. Next, we move along to composer Thomas Newman and his very fine score for the acclaimed drama Little Children. Take a listen.
Thank you.
That's an excellent piece of music from composer Thomas Newman, written for the acclaimed Todd Fields movie Little Children. Next up, we have a selection written by a composer named Johnny Mandel for a 1982 movie called The Verdict, starring Paul Newman. The film was kind of a turning point in Newman's career. It really sort of signaled the start of a new era for him as he moved away from the more traditional movie star roles that he had played in the 60s and some of the 70s, and moved into an era in which he attempted to take on some more ambitious, challenging things that he hadn't really tried before. Granted, he'd done some of that throughout his entire career, even in the 70s, but The Verdict really did seem to be just sort of a turning point for him. Anyway, the movie featured very little music, but what there is pretty effective, so let's take a listen now to this selection written by Johnny Mandel. listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're featuring music from films set in Boston on the program today. And right now we're going to feature music from one of the most popular Boston-set films of recent years, Martin Scorsese's The Departed, featuring music by Howard Shore. Take a listen. Entertaining piece from Howard Shore written for The Departed. And since we just featured a selection from Mr. Shore, why not feature another one? This music for the Boston crime drama Edge of Darkness, starring Mel Gibson. Enjoy. And that's music written for the movie Edge of Darkness. Next, we have a selection from composer Alan Silvestri. This is a piece written for the big action blockbuster Blown Away. And without further ado, here's Mr. Silvestri. And that's music written for the film Blown Away by composer Alan Silvestri. Next up, we move along to Harry Gregson-Williams and his music written for Ben Affleck's directorial debut, the compelling film Gone, Baby, Gone. Take a listen. That's music by Harry Gregson-Williams, written for Gone, Baby, Gone. Apparently, Affleck liked what Gregson-Williams did for that film because he also tapped him to score The Town, which we're going to review in just a few minutes. But right now, let's take a listen to a selection or two from its musical score.
Thank you.
And that's music written for the movie The Town by composer Harry Gregson-Williams, and we're now going to be reviewing that very film here on the program. For a certain window of time in the early part of the 21st century, Ben Affleck became Hollywood's whipping boy. Maybe it was all the tabloid attention he was getting due to his high-profile relationships with two women named Jennifer. Maybe it was the level of his stardom in contrast to his seemingly limited talents, but the man took a lot of flack. Then in 2007, Affleck directed the sensitive crime drama Gone Baby Gone. The film was well regarded by critics and audiences, almost instantly earning Affleck a measure of respect and credibility he hadn't enjoyed since the Good Will Hunting days. Now Affleck has returned to the directing game, hoping to repeat his success by offering up The Town, another crime drama set in Boston. While it's not quite as memorable as its predecessor, it's another well-made flick that confirms Affleck knows what he's doing behind the camera. The film's title refers to Charlestown, a neighborhood in Boston which just so happens to be the bank robbery capital of the world. At least that's what the film itself informs us as it begins. It's said that bank robbery is pretty much a family tradition in Charlestown, a craft passed down from father to son over the years. One of those sons is Doug McRae, played by Affleck, who's pulled off several successful jobs in the past with his tight-knit four-man team. Doug's latest heist went reasonably well, but the team is a little worried that a female bank employee named Claire, played by Rebecca Hall, may have seen and heard a little too much. It's suggested that Doug should find her, maybe scare her a little bit, and ensure that she doesn't try to talk to the cops about what she may or may not know. Doug finds Claire in a local laundromat and intends to follow her home, but things don't quite go as planned. The two end up chatting casually with each other, and before you know it, they're in a romantic relationship. Naturally, Claire doesn't know that Doug was one of the masked men holding a gun to her head not so long ago. This new relationship, combined with the increasingly risky nature of the assignments Doug is given, starts to make our protagonist contemplate his life. He wants to leave Charlestown, take his new girlfriend down to Miami, and simply start over. Alas, he's going to have to pull off just one last job first. The basic plot framework of The Town is fairly standard-issue material, interesting enough but far from original. We've seen this movie before, and more importantly, we've seen better, smarter versions of it before. The promotional materials for the film have invited comparisons to The Departed, which did this sort of thing with greater panache. Fortunately, Affleck's latest outing avoids throwaway movie-of-the-week status due to its sturdy craftsmanship and strong performances from its cast. The most interesting thing about The Town is the manner in which it explores the idea that some people don't so much choose to be criminals as slip into the profession by default. Doug was once a promising hockey player, but after that didn't work out, he had to rely on the old family trade. He doesn't seem to enjoy robbing banks and certainly would take no pleasure in hurting people, but it's what he knows how to do. This works out well enough for a while until the dynamic between the players involved starts to change. Doug wants to get out of the game, his buddy James, played by Jeremy Renner, is getting intoxicated on the thrill of it all, and their employer, played by Pete Postlethwaite, wants to make sure his crew is going to keep doing work on a regular basis. The more Doug pulls away, the tighter the noose around his neck becomes. Soon, he's trying to escape via digging in even deeper. Affleck and Hall are quiet and appealing as the two lovers at the center of the story. They're friendly, reasonable people, surrounded by hard-edged, relentless individuals. Jeremy Renner's performance has echoes of his work in The Hurt Locker, though this character gets sloppier as his excitement level builds. Jon Hamm, who does such remarkable work on Mad Men, gets one of his first substantial cinematic roles as an FBI agent who lacks the evidence he needs to convict Doug, but not the will to find it. Postlethwaite and Chris Cooper both strike very interesting notes in their limited screen time. Heck, even Blake Lively is persuasive as Doug's whiny, drug-addled ex-girlfriend. One could say the performances in this film deserve a better script, but let's look at the bright side. These folks turn what could have been a mediocre movie into a compelling one. Things are solid on a technical level, as Affleck once again does a fine job of immersing us in his beloved hometown setting. Atmospheric work from cinematographer Robert Elswit helps too. The action scenes are sometimes a bit over the top for a film otherwise rooted in low-key realism, but they're directed with focus and clarity. Then there are moments where Affleck manages to capture something a bit deeper than what the dialogue has to offer, an assortment of thoughtful close-ups and long shots that are elegant in their silence. The Town is a reasonably classy little action movie. The pieces are in place for a terrific film, but the middling screenplay prevents it from being any more than pretty good. It's not a must-see, but it's worth a look. I give it a rating of 3 stars out of 4. And that concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. In the meantime, have a great week. Here's Bruce Springsteen to take you out. Back at you later.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. They cross the lovers, the roses and the rain. Waste your summer break. It's a town full of losers.